Test 1212, episode 29. Lots to unpack here today. Yes, I'm still broadcasting out of this dark lair. I'll be back in the studio for next episode. First off, I got to give a huge shout out and thank you to Shavo from System of a Down for inviting me out to the Sick New World Festival in Las Vegas last month to see him play. Unbelievable show. I got to tell you guys about my trip later. The things I seen firsthand in this city. I mean, I got firsthand footage I got to show you guys. We'll do an entire rundown later in the show. Right now, I want to get into the dummy of the month. Lots of competition out there these days. We live in a world now where you can make a living walking into people's homes in broad daylight and film yourself sitting on their couch for TikTok. Yeah. That's where we're at now. Have you seen this nitwit yet?
Walking into random houses, let's go!
Hey,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
James? Come to the front door right now, please.
James?
James?
Hi. You man come?
Hello, James.
We need to speak to James.
James?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, James.
Is this where the study group is?
No.
No.
What door number is this?
No.
Yeah, that's what he does. Look at him, just walks right into this family's home in broad daylight.
Wait, this is not what a study
group is. We got kids, man.
Oh, you got kids? Oh, sorry.
Doesn't care if they have kids or not. No. Just completely traumatize these people for views. That's today's mission. This is in England, too. You know, where you're not allowed to defend your family from anything. Yeah, let's disarm everybody and then wonder why this lowlife's smiling on your couch. Look how comfortable he is doing this. He could probably just pop open a bag of Doritos and turn the TV on, and these people would sit there and do nothing. Farting on the couch. He should do this in Florida next.
If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually.
Maybe he could contribute some content to the Faces of Death series. Yeah, maybe there'll be a reboot if he can influence more dummies to do the same.
It's your boy Mizzy, and today we are going viral, lads. More viral than I've been in the past like 2-3 years. Like, I started social media since I was 8.
Imagine being his buddy here. Imagine being the kid who walks in the shadow of this zero. You really gotta be worthless.
What are we doing today, boss?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go up to old ladies and steal their puppies.
Hello.
Hi.
You got a nice dog?
Sorry?
You got a nice dog?
She's lovely, she's.
Yeah, this is real.
Me and gang, whole lot of gangs. Go outside!
Yeah, hilarious. How come we never exile people who do these things to the Amazon? You ever wonder that? I mean, there's a lot of room over there. No, instead we fine him 300 pounds. Yeah, that'll get him to switch over to making videos of himself planting flowers for old people. Oh, a few $100 to terrorize society? What a deal.
You've only got a tiny fine today. No deterrent to you whatsoever. You don't show any real remorse. You don't really care, do you?
The UK laws are weak, simple as. And that's not, the UK laws are weak, simple as, and that's not my fault.
We've just handed our society over, haven't we?
Literally, hate brings money. Hate brings likes. Hate brings views. It doesn't matter. Love or hate, it still brings views.
Look at the zero. The total embodiment of absent parenting.
What do your family make of what you've been doing?
What do my family make? Well, I don't chat to my mum anymore. And
why not?
Why not? Because I just don't talk to her. It's irrelevant to you, but I just don't chat to her, innit?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is why decent people put effort into raising their kids. So they don't end up like this angleworm. I mean, you could see the emptiness in the eyes. Somebody like this just has no concern for the universe we live in.
You've got some nice hair. It's nice and luscious. I'm perfectly fine. We're gonna die. Huh? Why are you just smiling at me? Oh. I asked him a question, a serious question. Do you wanna die?
No.
Why?
This is just like a wild hyena roaming the city. Yet he just gets to enjoy all the freedoms that everyone who he could care less about sacrificed their lives for us to enjoy. Nice climax to the society we've built, huh?
Rally is a facade. We're all just living on a rock floating through space.
You know, we also live in a world where you could get help. You know that, right? That's why I have BetterHelp as a sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Look, the truth is, there's nobody that exists in the world who's evolved as a human being who hasn't needed help for something. If people would only just talk to somebody, life has so many ups and downs. It's normal. It's also normal to talk to somebody. You can't keep everything inside. It's not healthy. You'd be surprised what you can get out of having somebody actually listen to you. The coolest and convenient part about all this is it's entirely online. This is made to be convenient. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/JoeyB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/JoeyB. Here's one that would benefit from this. Imagine crying and taking a photo of yourself. And not only taking a photo of yourself, but posting it online to millions of people. Oh, but it's to show that we can be vulnerable. Oh, is that what it is? Well, let me send you a photo of the despair on my face while I'm making a mudslide in my bathroom after stuffing my face with Taco Bell. I'm very vulnerable in that situation. God, these people. Then the brother comments under it, good shit. Good shit. The guy's reacting as if he's commenting on a song. Something's got to happen with these two. I'm waiting for these two to gender swap with each other. Has that ever been done? Gender swapping Smith siblings. We should start a pool. I don't know. We got people who want the airlines to widen the aisles of the airplane now so they can fit on the plane. I mean, look at her. If your ass is two times the size of your carry-on, you should go under the plane with the luggage. I mean, that's common sense. The fact they don't do that shows that this whole overweight baggage fee is a scam.
Many airlines still don't have clear policies in place to accommodate plus-size passengers. That's why I've started a petition calling on the FAA to require every airline to have a clear customer size policy in place for plus-size passengers.
See, now just because of this video, I want the planes to be even smaller. I want to suffer so that entitled people like this don't get what they want.
No one should have to endure the discomfort, embarrassment, and discrimination that often comes with being a plus-size passenger trying to navigate air travel.
You know, I'd love to just sit on the couch for 5 years straight and treat my body like a garbage disposal. Then right when I get to the point where they have to remove the walls to get me out of the house, I'll just assimilate back into society and demand that everyone who takes care of themselves to move everything around so I could function in society. The world must revolve around me now. You were supposed to prepare for me while I was growing.
By signing this petition, you can help us demand that airlines take concrete steps to make air travel more inclusive and accommodating for all passengers.
Like they're going to hold a meeting and be like, good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in today. We just got word that a plus-size passenger has booked a ticket with us. And as you know, we take pride in being inclusive to all our passengers. So we're going to need to rebuild the plane. It is what it is.
Things that plus-size travelers hate. When the tray table can't come down, worrying about asking for a seatbelt extender. Having little to no room to move.
Oh, did you see Montana banned TikTok? That's a start. Look, I'm all for freedom of speech, but who knows what they're doing with the information they're collecting from us on that app? I wouldn't trust it. I don't trust any of this stuff. I mean, people put their whole lives online. Family photos, baby pictures, and so who? I mean, it's almost as if nobody's really concerned with what people are doing with those photos. You ever see those videos where the guy goes up to the kids and just starts describing everything on their Instagram page that they posted? So if somebody just posts a picture of themselves at a coffee shop in their town, he just goes there.
Sorry to bother you. Is your name Jessica?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jack.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you. How are you?
Good. How do you know that's my name?
Hey, just tracks them down based on the information they're sharing on their Instagram.
Like a little white curly dog, sort of like a little white dog.
Stop it.
That's creepy.
Do you have a dog?
Paris.
I don't know Paris.
Wait.
I mean, if you're a parent and you're out of tune with what your kids are doing on social media, that's what they're doing. They're vulnerable to this. I mean, that's terrifying.
Someone in your family is referred to as Pops. Is it like a dad or a grandpa or something?
You were tripping me out right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, let me thank my other sponsor, Honey, for supporting the show today. These guys are awesome. You want to save money online when you shop? This is the easy way. This thing scans the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones it finds for your shopping cart. You can add this to your desktop. It works on your iPhone. I use Honey all the time. Every time I go shopping online, I got this thing activated. I've used the other ones over the years. They're just not as good as this. This is where I get all the deals from. It's really easy. When you check out, you'll see the Honey button appears. And all you do is click Apply Coupons. If it finds one for you, it'll apply it and you'll save money. Very easy to use. This is the best thing to use for saving money. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/JoeyBVS. That's joinhoney.com/JoeyBVS. Link in the description. Let me tell you about my trip to Vegas. Let's get into that. Grab some popcorn here because the things I saw in this place, man. First of all, somebody please explain this to me, okay? How is it that I had no problem walking around 20,000 people at a music festival, yet when I get into the casino, I can't make it to the other end without having to go around these people holding their phone with a stick in the middle of the walkway? Look at this guy. No clue of their surroundings. No idea I'm filming them either. Yeah, nobody needs to get by. I mean, what is it like to be in this man's brain? This probably went on all day wherever he went. It's unbelievable. People are so obsessed with capturing everything they do in public.
Y'all taking it too far now. We're just trying to work out. It's a whole ass production. Goodness gracious. People don't work in silence no more.
You know, we get there during the week. You know, we go to the pool. There's people of all ages there, young, old, families, whatever. And it's such a relaxing vibe. You know, they're playing everything from oldies to old school hip hop stuff. Just really relaxed environment. This is like this from Wednesday to Thursday. The weekend comes and it's all out the window. Within 5 minutes of sitting down in my chair, this woman gets up in front of a pool of maybe 50 kids to take photos of her ass. I mean, she might as well be doing this at a playground. And it was the same thing over and over. She'd look at the photo, see if she likes it or not, and then make this poor guy take more. I mean, you got kids floating around between the girl's legs. Even the kids like, what are you weirdos doing? Can't you see there's kids in the pool? They don't even lay out or relax. It's just photo after photo. I mean, you could see the pain on this guy's face. This guy's entire existence today is dedicated to being a production assistant for this girl's Instagram. But who knows? Maybe this is what he wants to be doing. Now the friend wants to put him to work. I mean, look at this. Look at this kid. He's abandoning ship. He had to get a closer look. He's like, what the hell is this woman doing leaving her snail trail all over the side of the pool? He's like, I got to get the hell out of here. Now I wonder, will that photo go on her Instagram? What would the caption be? Slaying in Vegas, kids pool edition? And this goes on for over an hour. I had to get up and leave at one point. You know, then I'm over to the side here getting a drink. Then these two Looney Tunes get up and start doing the same thing. Just over and over again. This is their day at the pool. I don't know. It's really, really strange out there, man. It's just, this is the idea of having fun. And this is what people consider vacation now, I guess. And the guy with the two girls, they left after that. They did nothing other than that too, by the way. That was their entire day at the pool. Yeah, look at her. She's so happy. Yeah, then when the picture's over, then you get the real face. Where'd the smile go? Yeah, see, these people just pretend that they're having a good time. That's what you see online. All right, I can't take anymore. Let's wrap this up. Let's go out on a high note here, because all was not lost that day. Like they say, through darkness comes light. Strangely, the light shined through at night in old Vegas when I came across this gem. Oh yeah, check this kid out. 11 years old, banging away on the drums like a pro. Get ready for this. Here's his little brother, 8 years old. Oh yeah, the dad taught these kids well. Awesome stuff. Show this talented family of drummers some love. They're on Instagram. I'll put the link up. It's at Simmons Fam TV. SimmonsFamTV. See, at least we went out on a positive note today. A little feel-good ending. Next time we're going to do fan mail. We're gonna bring that back. We haven't done that in a while. That's one of my favorite segments of the show. So when I get back in the studio, we're going to do it right. Look, guys. I love you. Check out the Patreon. There's a ton of videos on there that aren't on YouTube, banned videos, and just stuff that would most likely get taken down. There's a whole catalog of stuff on there. I'm shadow banned as usual on Instagram and all that stuff. So you got to type the full name for me to pop in. You know, so if you want updates or you want to see, you know, some other content, follow me on there. Oh, and if you want to hear me rant about everything I despise for 2 hours with my buddy Sam Tripoli, check out my appearance on his show, Tinfoil Hat. We go deep down the rabbit hole. We swan dive into that thing. So check that out. Last but not least, just go outside. Turn the phone off. Enjoy the day. Get some vitamin D and enjoy yourself. All right. I love you guys. Talk to you soon.